Jerry Bader Show 936. As it appears, although we don't know, it appears the governor is going to say no to another tribal casino in Wisconsin. A state lawmaker proposes a state constitution that would let anybody, any private developer, develop a casino in Wisconsin. Yes, I think the market initially might become oversaturated. Yes, I think you would have out-of-state interest developing them. I'm okay with that. Yes, I understand some of the evils that come along with gambling. But I don't think it's fair that Native American tribes have a monopoly on this. I just don't. And the state lawmaker, Dewey Strable, who's proposing it, points out they would still have a leg up anyway because there are certain business conditions that exist for tribes, that positive ones, that don't exist for others. Now, I'm not saying this would be perfect, but I think it is. I think the free market, wide open free market, is better for anything. Some would fail. It might be some of the existing Native tribe, Native American tribal casinos. It might be. You will, if you have a wider open market, you are going to have failures. Now, as for the proposal before the new state run, that would never work. Because it's not like a lottery. States run lotteries, but or sponsor them. It would never, that wouldn't work. Because these do need to be entertainment developments, and I can't see the state successfully running them, and you couldn't have one in all 72 counties. That would be overkill. Ron in Sheboygan. Ron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, sir. Yes, Ron Burroughs here. Yes, I'm definitely in favor of letting the outside people come in for casinos. That would be wonderful. You can't let government run any businesses. I mean, any of the businesses they are in are struggling right now. And this affirmative action, you know, it's not right to the people with a lighter pigment skin. It's just about affirmative action, and that's not fair. It's being prejudiced.
Without even bringing race into it, and I understand what you're saying, it is, but based on ethnicity, you're right, you do have to bring race into it, as Strable pointed out. Based on ethnicity, it is a closed or a limited free market. Thanks a lot for the call. Now, I'm not saying that this wouldn't come with complications. You do have developments that would be put up, and they would likely fail if some developers don't do their market research. But I will tell you, when you look at big developments like the one that the Menominee is proposing on the border, developers look at this. They don't just throw them up on a whim. And there would still be regulatory hurdles. I'm not saying that you don't still heavily regulate the gaming industry. I'm not proposing that. You heavily regulate it, but you have anyone being allowed to come up to the blackjack table. And how's that for a metaphor? And say, I want to get dealt into this game. How's that for a metaphor? Jim on the road. Jim, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. A couple quick comments. I'm familiar with casinos. I have driven motor coach that went to almost every casino in the state and other states. My comment is, before they worry about getting more casinos, I think that the ones they have should be policed properly so that they are paying the revenue they're supposed to pay. When casinos do not pay out what they're supposed to pay, the percentage-wise, they get fined, and they laugh at the fine because they make so much more money by cheating the system and not paying the percentages that they're supposed to, that it's a big joke. And I think before they do anything, they should learn or they should be policed properly and then talk about some more casinos.
Jim, thanks for the call. I can't speak to what Jim is saying. I don't know specifically to what he's referring. Here's what I can say. Yes, I think the whole dynamic of that type of compensation changes if you open this up to everybody. And it is unfair. And everybody has a side issue on this. Here's what I think is interesting. Dewey Strable thinks this would pass. I don't know. A lot of people don't like gambling at all. One, I think he'd have a heck of a time getting it through the state legislature once, let alone twice. Because you still do have some on the conservative side who like to have a do-gooder element to them. State Senator Glenn Grothman opposes all gambling. Glenn is a good, rock-solid conservative. But he feels this is a moral issue and not a free market issue. I disagree vehemently with Glenn on this. It's not my job to impose my morals. Well, that's what you conservatives always do. Really, that's not true. Now, some argue that represents a paradigm shift among conservatism. That conservatism, you go back to the conservative Christian movement of the 80s, the moral majority and all of that. Yeah, that's true. That there was a faction of conservatism that felt that was the driving force. I have never been such a conservative. I will admit there's a faction. I think that faction has dwindled. And when you look at the Tea Party faction, which is much more libertarian than the old moral majority, I think they would probably be more open to this. But there is still the more moral majority, the out there type conservative, and that would be Glenn Grothman and others, where I think you'd have a hard time getting this through. Look, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe that means, well, no. I think gambling is a sin, so you can't do that. I think this is a sin, so you can't do that. Some people think drinking is wrong. If you want to bring in the abortion issue, that's murder. I mean, it doesn't even come close. But in terms of people who cannot handle certain things, people who are addicted to gambling, people who are addicted to alcohol, no, I don't believe in banning those things because some people can't handle them. And by the way, I'm not saying necessarily that this would be a big economic boon for the state. I don't know that it would. I think it's a matter of fairness. I think Strable's right. If the state's going to allow this game, anybody should be able to get in on the game. Gary in Green Bay. Gary, go ahead.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I generally am probably against casino gambling in Kenosha, and the reason being I worked for an Indian tribe back in the 70s before these court cases allowing them to gamble came down. And I remember my tribal chairman showing me a letter from Bally before these decisions came out. Bally at the time was a Chicago-based firm that had underworld connections, and I think any expansion, especially in the South, of gambling would have those connections.
Well, you know, and that's come up, Gary, and I just think that's kind of a boogeyman. I'm not saying that it is impossible, but you could say that about any industry. You could, you know, any industry might get underworld connections. I think you can police that, quite frankly. And I'm not going to say, well, you know, it's going to bring in the mafia. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But right now, you have an industry that one segment of the population can take part in. I don't think that's fair. And if we're not going to get rid of that, and I guarantee you we're not, then I think we should open to everyone. And I would support this constitutional amendment. I think it would have little chance of passage in the legislature, to be honest with you, though. Jeff in Marshfield. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
My comment is economic-based. If you open up the casinos to everybody to be able to develop one, you're going to have an issue with the tribes and the recreational fishermen and the bag limits being tied to all that. That all kind of goes hand in hand. And that may torpedo some of the resort communities in the Northwoods with fishing population.
Okay, so what you're saying is the other things that the tribes hold, they would hold those hostage?
That they've done it in the past.
Okay, so then we should be intimidated by potential extortion.
Possibly, yes. They will definitely tie bag limits and things like that to their casino rights.
Okay.
It's been an issue for 20 years.
Right. So we should allow ourselves to be intimidated by that.
I don't think so, but just that's going to be a side effect.
Well, then that's what everyone's talking about, is why it's a good idea or bad idea that way. A friend says, how do you feel about regulated prostitution? I have been very conflicted on it. And in fact, I have taken that up on this show. I go back and forth on that. Is it really right for the government to tell someone they can't make a living using their body in a sexual manner? Is that real? I go back and forth on that one. That's where the libertarian and the conservative does collide, I'll confess. I think when you look at where there is legalized prostitution, you can say that it's a severe societal ill. There are those who try to say gambling is. There are downsides that come with it. I am not disputing that. The one thing that I'm surprised callers haven't brought up, and that's oversaturation. I'm not all that worried about that, but what you would have, and this is a fair concern, again, not a reason not to do it, is that you would have projects that would fail. And then communities would be left with that big hole where the casino used to be. It's 9:48.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.